Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the chicken of good chat, marinating it in the spices of humour, leaving it in the fridge of the internet, and then grilling it on the flames of interesting facts.
Tasty! My name is James Acaster, that is Ed Gamble. We own a dream restaurant. We invite a guest every single week, and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is Helen Bauer.
Helen Bauer, a wonderful comedian, wonderful podcaster. Highly recommend the podcast that she does with another off-menu alumni, Catherine Bohart. It's called Trusty Hogs.
We've both done it.
We've both been on Trusty Hogs, yes.
Fantastic. Do catch Helen live whenever you can. Whatever she's doing, you want to investigate it. I know her from the Augment.
I beg your pardon?
We are from the augmented universe of Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
We both play Pokemon Go. We're in a crew together with Sakisa.
If you're talking about alumni. You can't use crew.
Well, we are a crew because we have to do the raids together.
Raids?
Yeah, we have to take down a gym and then we beat up a massive Pokemon and then we all get to try and catch it. So that's me, Sakisa, Bauer. I mean, there are people who haven't been on the podcast. You might not know them as well, but there's about seven of us. You know, your wife is meant to be in the crew, but she never shows up.
Yeah, because my wife is somehow cooler than you.
Yeah, well, it happened. You finally found someone cooler than me. That's why you're married, I guess.
Yes, you and Helen Bauer are one of the only remaining people in the world to play Pokemon Go.
Yeah, and both of us, you know, because Pokemon Go came out in 2016. That's when everyone got the app, did it for a bit.
Of course, I'm realising why.
Then stopped doing it. Bauer and I both got into it, you know, pretty late, 2019. Yeah. You know, we were late to the party, and that's why the fire still burns bright. We're really passionate about it. So, in fact, when Bauer gets here, I've got to do a trade with her.
Right.
So I got some regionals from America when I was over there.
Do you want to just do that on the podcast then?
Yeah, because she's really excited to get it.
Yeah.
Got a talk hole for her.
A what?
A talk hole.
What's a talk hole?
It's a turtle that has a blowhole in its shell.
Right.
A little orange turtle has a blowhole in its shell.
I think that's stupid.
Oh, no, you wait till you see it. It kind of, it goes.
No, because the shell is protective. Why would there be a hole in the shell? Then predators are going to get to it, right?
It goes like, ooh, like it's going to have a poo, but then it blows air out of its blowhole.
Why is it blowing air out of its blowhole?
You've got a blowhole, you've got to blow it out of it.
Is it, But is it Mine's a land-based? Is it a land-based creature?
Yeah, it's walking around.
So it doesn't
the land.
Need a blowhole. It's stupid.
I guess that's maybe the point. You could chuck it in water, and it could survive under there as
Has
well.
Has it got a mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. Stupid. Breathe in your mouth.
Mm. I think that's a. These are more questions for Professor Willow rather than me. He's the expert. I just catch them all.
Who's Professor Willow?
He's the guy who gives you, like, you know, research tasks to do.
Right.
And he's the one who's doing all the research into the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Sometimes he can be a bit of a jerk and we get a bit annoyed of him. Bauer and I can slag off Willow quite a lot on the group chat.
Let's not make this all about Pokemon today, James.
Well, don't get to see a member of the crew in person very often. It'd be also, quite nice to talk about it.
We're talking about food. That's what the podcast is about. Helen's going to do a dream meal. And, you know, I've listened to a lot of trusty hogs, and I think you're safe in terms of sweet things.
Yes,
she talks about chocky a lot.
Oh yeah, well, you know, Bauer and I once had lunch with Anya, who's been on the podcast.
Oh my
Anya
God.
Magliano, and what a sweet day that was. That was pudding central.
Yeah,
that was the meal where the waitress told us that we would get worms.
Yeah.
So that was. I think I'm okay with Bauer coming on the pod when it comes to puds.
I sent Anya a hot chocolate velvetizer to say thank you for supporting me on tour for the date she supported me on tour. Lovely, lovely thought. I thought, you know, a nice gift.
Yeah.
And then her flatmate messaged me saying, "Are you trying to kill her?"
Yeah, it's like sending a toaster to a baby for their birthday. Play with this.
I mean, it's not exactly like that. I wouldn't
stuff.
Send a toaster to a baby and go, oh no, they're going to make toast all day long.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Not quite like that, actually.
But in terms of the danger, yes, you're probably right.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about Anya, we're here to talk about Helen Bauer.
Yes. However, even though Bauer is a member of the crew and I respect her, if she says the secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be unacceptable, we will have to kick her out at the Dream Restaurant. And this week, the secret ingredient is golden raspberries. Why aren't you saying it with me, Ed?
Because I forgot what it was, because it's a Pokemon thing again.
Yeah, listen, golden raspberries.
Aren't they good?
R-A-Z-Z-B-E-R-R-Y. Raspberries. Golden raspberries. They're the main treat in the Pokemon game.
So why is it a secret ingredient then? Are they good?
Oh, listen, they're good for the Pokemon, but not for the trainer.
Right, the trainer can't eat them.
Trainer can't eat them.
Why?
Because they're for the Pokemon. There's Pokemon only. I've never seen a trainer eat a golden raspberry. It gives the Pokemon extra energy. So if the Pokemon is flagging, you give it the golden raspberry if it's in a gym.
Yeah.
If you put the Pokemon in the gym and loads of people have beat it up and its energy levels are down, you can feed it a golden raspberry and it goes right up to maximum energy again.
It's drugs.
And if you're trying to catch the Pokemon in the wild, if you give it a golden raspberry, it makes it super easy to catch. But golden raspberries aren't just everywhere. They're the rarest of all the treats.
Right.
There's a normal raspberry. There's a nanaberry. It's like a banana one.
Yeah.
And there's the pineapple berry as well.
Right.
And there's silver pineapple berry, which is probably my personal favorite. But golden raspberry is the most sought after.
Okay.
And I think Helen would like to, because it's Dream Restaurant,
yeah.
I think Helen would like to know what a golden raspberry tastes like in real life and might choose it.
If we have to try and kick Helen Bauer out of the restaurant, I fear this may be the last thing we do in our lives.
Yeah, listen.
Because she's not backward in coming forward, is Helen Bauer.
Yeah, we were lucky that Jade was over Zoom.
Yeah.
Because if that was in person, Jade would have beat the shit out of us both. So Bauer is like, you know, it's like in the Terminator films.
Yeah.
Jade's like the first Terminator in the first film, and now this is T-1000.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, what's it, Robert Patrick or whatever his name is. What's his name? The guy, actor. Anyway, that guy who's all liquid metal.
Yeah.
That's what Bauer is to Jade.
Yeah.
Jade's Arnie.
I don't think she's going to say golden raspberry.
She might do. I think she might be thinking a lot about Pokemon. It's, you know, because I'm on the pod.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, oh, I always wondered what a golden raspberry tastes like.
I think, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Is it unfair then to talk to her about Pokemon?
No.
Are we not then absolutely setting her up for a trap here?
Well, I can't not talk about Pokemon to Bauer, so that's not an option. And I think that I don't have a chance to put golden raspberry as another secret ingredient for
Fair
someone.
Fair enough.
So
I'm just putting it
I've
out
just
there.
I've just got to do it.
Just putting it out there.
Just got to do it. And I will take all the blame if it happens.
Okay.
She'll know that you weren't involved. She'll know that you don't know what a golden raspberry is.
I don't know what a golden raspberry is. I played Pokemon Go for a bit, but we'll talk about it to Helen.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the off-menu menu of Helen Bauer. Welcome, Helen, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you.
Welcome, Helen Bauer, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Whee! It's a genie!
Thank you.
I genuinely thought there'd be a bit more to it than that. You just raised your arms.
What did you think?
I'm at least a bit of smoke. Like something. Like talcum powder.
We see what we want to see.
I've got a vape in my pocket. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. I'll tell you one.
Welcome, ooh, Helen Bauer, to the Dream Restaurant. I've been expecting you for some time.
Enjoy that.
It was actually a lot better.
Yeah.
It was a lot better. It's just something to think about. Just workshop it. You know what I mean?
What flavour's that vape?
Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola vape.
It's like sweet. Cola sweets.
No. I'm a traditionalist. Fags. Honestly. Yeah, just like straight hard tobacco. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I do not understand this vape stuff.
Yeah,
makes me feel... chokey, like I'm gonna choke.
Chokey.
Whereas, like, I can have like 20 cigs in a row.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. Yeah. Time a mountain if I wanted to. I don't, but I could.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the point, though. You don't, though, do you?
Yeah, you don't. And also, you couldn't.
I could. I genuinely believe I've got the focus to get up a mountain.
After 20 cigarettes.
After 20, well, 20 packs, actually.
Okay.
Shove me up there.
Well, I mean, I'd need oxygen. But that's not climbing the mountain, though, is it? Someone shoving you up there.
But like a big lad really doing a good push job. Like.
Well, you and a Sherpa going up. Like, some poor Sherpa,
yes,
pushing you up a mountain while you're smoking cigarettes.
Having to pass you cigs.
Yeah. Well, I'd share them, because surely they'd want to smoke as well, because they'd be addicted by the amount of smoke coming back from me. They'd want more of it.
If you got the Sherpa addicted to cigarettes halfway up the mountain, do you not think that would then affect his ability to help you get up the mountain?
Yeah, look, I haven't thought it through, obviously. I haven't thought it through. And also, define mountain. How about that?
What?
Define mountain. I think you guys are picturing... Everest, whereas for me, a mountain could just be like a big pile of like candy, and that's a candy mountain, you know?
Okay.
Use your imagination.
We weren't picturing a candy mountain. You got us there.
But, which is rare for you.
Yeah,
like the
mountain
in Inside Out, Bing Bong, and he's on like, and he goes down into the cave and he's got to get up the mountain and it's all the stuff and he's like, Bing Bong.
And he can't and he dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, you don't say that.
Sorry.
No, it's because I'm like a child.
It helps our point here.
I bought my wife a cuddly Bing Bong after that film, and I kept hiding it, and she'd say, "Where's Bing Bong?" And I go, "I don't know who you're talking about."
Great.
Really good.
Would really upset her.
Really upset her.
I've got a big cuddly Mei Mei, the panda from Turning Red at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely love it. Like, yeah. I tucked it up with my housemate on the sofa the other night while he was watching one of his, like, Prison Break films or something. I don't know what they're called. Con Air, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
One of those ones.
That's a film.
It's either that or Russian dashcam videos. And I like to tuck him up with a cuddly toy while he watches it.
He watches his Russian dashcam video.
Just to make it cute. Yeah. Make him really sweetie, sweetie baby. He hates me. He calls it masculinity buckaroo. Like, he'll be sitting there and I'll light a scented candle, put a blanket on him, and then it's when he freaks out. That's when I put on the last item of masculinity buckaroo.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Is it fun living with you, do you think?
Yeah, really fun. A lot of people have left me over the years, but I do think that's just because they want to live alone, but it's not because of me. It's just, you know, the way the world is. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess after you, what's the point of getting another housemate? Living with Helen.
That must be
so I'll have to live by myself now.
Yeah.
I do notice people live with me grey quite quickly.
I think
some men that I've lived with have lost height.
Okay.
Like, which I know sounds really bad, but they just seem to get so broken.
Yeah,
I don't know why, just maybe from the bants.
And
like Sunil Patel, my current housemate, he's definitely like 2 inches shorter and greying like no one's business.
Yeah, I've noticed that with
him. I think it's just from chitter chatter.
Yeah. Sunil's kind of like in a Last Crusade when they drink the from the wrong cup at the end, and then they go.
Yeah,
the guy rapidly turns into like a dead body.
Yeah, so that's like, what living.
You turn that into
like
a Disney reference for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry, it's a bit universal.
That's a Disney reference.
Let's play Marvel. I don't know what that is.
Is there a Disney film where someone drinks from a cup and turns into an old man?
I don't think there necessarily is.
Well, Snow White, she drinks from the poison chalice, the bad witchy.
Yeah. Sure, bad okay. witchy drinks from the poison chalice.
Yeah, so living with you is like drinking from the poison chalice.
Yes, of love.
Of love. Sure, yeah.
But he's got like techniques of how to get rid of me because him and my old housemates, my best friend from school, and he texts Emma all the time being like, oh, like, what do I do with this? But basically turns out Emma wasn't very good. So he got a lock for his door, a key and lock, and he keeps a key on him.
What, so he has a lock on his bedroom
door?
Yeah,
because I come in for cuddy club in the morning because I think it's important to have a morning cuddle, just for physical contact.
He
does not like cuddy club.
No.
No. But hates it.
So then the solution has had to be that he has a lock on his door.
In his room.
Not that you accept that cuddy club...
Well, I think it's good for him in the long
run. People who don't want to do it.
Well, it's good for him in the long run, isn't it? It's good for him to have physical contact. It's good for people to have it.
Well, I'm not sure if you want to tell this story on the podcast, Helen. I had a very funny story where the opposite happened to you in Edinburgh.
What?
You were living with a comic in Edinburgh who sleptwalk and...
Yeah, but that was years ago. How did you hear that?
I heard it from Chloe Petz.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was... Right. I respect people's choices when it comes to diet in general, but there are some comics out there who are fucking minging. And I say that having Phil Ellis on my couch last night, who, do you know Phil's diet?
No.
Don't go on his Instagram. It's just like all beige. He has tortilla wraps of margarine on them and then just like a roast pheasant. I'm not joking. He's diabolical. He can't have colour because it makes him feel ill.
What?
And I was living with one of his like northern comic mates and he was only drinking beer and then eating garlic bread from a takeaway, like a pizza takeaway every single night. And then one night, Slep walked into my room and I was like in bed naked because it's nice to feel, well, you know, it's windy in Edinburgh and I feel the wind beneath your wings, you know, and I'm lying there having a lovely time, not doing anything,
and then
he wanders in and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, like holding the duvet up to me, and he's just looking at me and I'm like, what are you doing, and he was like, no, I'm just going to bed, and got in my bed and I was like, this isn't your room, like your girlfriend's next door, like no, he was like, no, I'm just going to bed, shut up, and then lay down and then turned around and exploded is the only way I can say. The gas was like, have you ever, right, you know when you've had like a Tuscan bean soup and you wake up in the morning and you leave your room and you come back in and the whites of your eyes sting because of the product you've produced? He did that in a second.
In your bed.
It was like a mushroom cloud. And then he turned and went, rang room.
What?
rang room. And scuttled out. And left me like gasping for air, like clawing at the It was, oh God. And I'm like pro fart in general. Like,
sure.
I am fine with it. I am the daughter of a man who works in sewage. Like, I am two farm daughter till I die. Oh, but it was mad.
Loved that story.
But that, you know, if anyone's new to Helen Bauer, that's all you need to know.
How is that all you need to know? I'm a multifaceted person. I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
And
a poo farm daughter till I die.
Poo farm daughter till she dies.
That's all you need to know.
But you might need my expertise on poo, because when I was arriving in this building, apparently there's a problem with your drains. What's happening? Do you want to talk about it?
Well, Ben knows all the...
Ben's shaking his head.
all the details, and he refuses to talk, so...
Yeah. Oh, Benito can't talk.
No.
It's only because I'm drinking tap water and we're all having it, but now there's a problem with the drains. I'm worried because... Tap water is a tricky one because obviously, like, it's gone through people's systems about 8 times before it reaches your mouth in London at the moment.
But it's filtered though, isn't it?
Yeah, but my dad's in charge of the filtering.
Is he still in charge of the filtering?
Well,
or is he
not for London. He left poo farming.
Yeah.
And then he was going to dig down to the water table in Fleet, my hometown. You know, like just dig a hole to see where the water starts.
For work or just for a laugh?
Well, for fun. That was his retirement.
Right.
And then my mum went to a dinner party and one of the woman's husbands had already done it. And she was like, yeah, it's like, you know, 2'6". And he was like, oh. So then he got back.
That was his whole retirement plan.
Back to the poo farm.
Was to dig down to the water table. Then he found out someone else had already done it. So he went back to his job.
Well, he was going to learn how to cook. But he made a tigerine curry and it took him all day. But then he realised he didn't know how to do rice, so he did it with mashed potato. My mum came home and was like, absolutely not. And then, weirdly, she did divorce him about a month after that, yeah. And then he got a different poo farm job, yeah.
Did he connect the dots?
Also, a child of divorce. That's another side to me.
Yeah.
Child, 25. It's pushing it a bit, isn't it?
All of the facts you're bringing up about yourself to describe yourself pale in comparison to the stuff you've said immediately previously.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So your dad digging down to the water table and then making mashed potato with a tigerine curry.
Yes.
And then you sweep that under the rug and say, I'm a child of divorce.
I'm a child of divorce. Been through a lot. 25. Terrible, ripped the family apart. None of us lived at home, but yeah.
You ripped the family apart, or the divorce.
No, it's probably all of us, yeah. We're all a bit of a nightmare.
I mean, we should get into talking about food, really. After hearing about the Thai green curry and the mash.
Yeah, that was foodie.
Are you a fan of food?
Yeah, very pro-food.
Yeah.
Pro-food, love it, eat all the time, can't stop eating, think about it 24-7.
Yeah.
Really learning in the last year that quality and quantity are different things, but it's hard to learn. It's a hard...
What's the difference?
Quantity makes you feel sick, makes you feel like you want to die. Mm-hmm. Quality, feel good, feel special, want to take a picture.
Okay.
Very different.
It's a difficult mental shift to make, I think. It's one that I've made a few years ago, but I was definitely in that quantity over quality thing for a while.
Well, you were a buffet boy.
I was a buffet boy.
So then when you're a buffet boy, you're pure quantity. And I used to work a hotel buffet, so I get it.
Did
like,
you?
Yeah, big time. 5 a.m. every morning.
But then if you're working it, can you really attack the buffet?
Can you attack the buffet if you're working it? Come on, son! Yes! Yes! I would do the very clever thing of making sure as many people in my area knew that you could order an omelette from the chef.
Yeah.
And then I'd go and stand and watch the omelette get made whilst absolutely chowing down. Like no one's business.
So you'd be on the buffet watching the omelette chef work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the omelette chef was in the back. So right. I'd have to go back to the omelette chef.
Well, yeah.
We didn't have an omelette chef on display.
What's the omelette chef's name? Janina. Yeah.
I've been to hotel buffets where the omelette chef's on display.
They're nice. This was a...
Yeah, I have.
It was nice. Not on display. It was like a business hotel, but a very good business hotel. Yeah. I probably shouldn't say the chain in Germany. Yeah.
In Scandinavia, Sweden.
Lovely country.
There's a breakfast buffet. And I didn't understand what any of the little cards said for each thing. And I had a bowl of cream.
Did you wanted yogurt, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I thought it was yogurt to put on I had some fruit.
Babe.
And I just spooned all these massive things of yogurt on it, and it was just pure, like, cream.
You've got to write it out in English as well, because we used to have to write what it was, and obviously, like, wrote it out in German, but then always write it out in English, even though it's basically the same words, right?
Yeah, and also you can normally see what a food is, right?
Well, apparently not. It's thick as
like
shit.
Yogurt.
He ended up with a bowl
of
cream.
Was it like whipped cream?
Yes, but it looked like yogurt.
Yeah. No, this is what I see. For that one, you do need it written out.
Like I can see yogurt, how you like Greek yogurt or something. Yeah. I thought, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it wasn't a bowl of mayonnaise, because that could have been a bit... Like,
yeah.
It's tricky eating a bowl of mayonnaise.
And to be fair, my brain, because it was expecting yogurt, took about 3 mouthfuls to realise it was cream.
Yeah. Just want to quickly circle back. You said it's tricky eating a bowl of mayonnaise.
It is. You've got to focus. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've had a bowl, but like a tub. Yeah. You've really
got to. A tub of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
More than a bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you've got to clean your fridge and you're like, oh, I've got to eat the fridge out.
No.
And you're like, I've got to get through the mayonnaise.
Got to eat the fridge out.
But if I was going to get through the mayonnaise, I wouldn't necessarily just eat.
Oh, let's say we're on a time crunch, though. You've got to eat
what
the mayo.
What time crunch are you on? Is it like then, just before midnight on the day it expires?
Like, okay, so if I'm making something and I've got to put mayonnaise in it and I don't want to wash up the spoon, so I lick the spoon and then put it in something else.
Okay,
so I just have a big spoonful of mayonnaise, but if I want to do that 5 times, I'd struggle with it. Are you happy now?
Imagine.
Is that what you want me to say? Unbelievable. But mayonnaise is like, it's a staple of my diet. Like, I'm very naturally mayo-y. I do think I could do it, but I think there's a focus it requires.
Would you eat Simon Mayo?
Yeah. I'd eat anything at a push.
So we'll start with still a sparkling water. Do you have a preference?
Sparkling, please.
Wow, I didn't think you'd say sparkling.
Really?
Yes, I thought you would see sparkling as stupid and you'd have strong opinions about it and think this is stupid sparkling water. No way I want this.
You've made so many assumptions about me.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And you know what they say? When you assume, you make a cunt of yourself. No, I love sparkling water. It's a treat. Also, I did live in Germany for many years, and that is the standard there. So I'd like, but like obviously, like in Germany, they're so into sparkling water. There's levels of sparkling,
right? Uh-huh.
And I'd like the medium because I don't want to go mad.
Did you want this to be German sparkling water?
Yeah, go on, German sparkling water. Let's go for like the proper like Gerolsteiner, like classic fucking like big glass bottle that I can put back in and get money back for.
Oh, so you go and buy it from the shop, then drink it and then give the bottle back and you get the money back,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, obviously now I'm on SodaStreamy, but like...
Are you?
Yeah, James one and a half pumps.
James couldn't work his.
Why can't you work yours?
It's broken. A lot of them break very easily, I think. And is yours broken?
No, mine's thriving, if anything.
Might be broken though. You might want to check it when you get home. A lot of them don't work very well, and
that's not true.
That's true. No one's fault.
Couldn't
no one's
work out how to
it.
Use it properly, and it would go all over him every time because he didn't screw it in.
You've
properly.
Got to screw it fully in, obviously.
I'm pretty sure I did. I think it's broken.
Look me in the eye and tell me you didn't put a glass under it and just think, "Oh, this will work just for one glass."
I didn't
just
do
it
that.
A pump.
I didn't do that.
No, me neither.
All
yeah, no, me neither.
It's broken.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do
did
that.
Did you do that, Helen?
No, that'd be stupid as fuck. I've done it so many times.
Well, I didn't do that.
But I also use mine five times a day because I'm like, I do it for like, if I want to make a statement at home, I'll like hit
a statement
and then be like, listen up, bitch.
So you do it for like
to punctuate things as well. Like
every time you hiss the soda stream, he gets another inch shorter.
Yeah. You know, Cuddy Club's about to happen. Yeah.
Please blow up.
So if you were going to get the, what was it? Did you say Gerolsteiner?
Yeah.
You're gonna get the Gerolstein. Can you order it in German, please, so we can hear you get it in Germany?
Darf ich eine ganze Flasche Gerolsteiner haben, bitte? Die Sprudelwasser. Aber nicht total Sprudel. Nicht zu viel. Nur medium. Classic, bitte.
Would you be laughing in the shop as you ordered it as
natürlich.
Well?
Ja, natürlich. Immer so. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, why did you need to hear that? Do you guys speak German?
No.
Oh, right. Just, you just need to, like, check.
It's just, you know, it's a cool thing that you can do.
Dankeschön.
You can speak German, and you know, I think it's just fun to hear it.
It is, and they'd have the best sparkling water in the world. They're very focused on it, to the point where like tourists get very upset there all the time because they ask for water, and they get sparkling water.
I did not know that, you know.
Yeah, you've got to ask for tap water. People get very confused. Very confused, but big fan of sparkling water, which makes me feel bad because now I'm drinking tap water here.
Problems or bread?
No, I don't like it!
Problems or bread, Helen Bauer? Problems or bread?
That actually showed me shit myself.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
James waited until you were holding a glass of water as well.
I put it down.
You're holding it to your lips, and I thought, I can get her.
That was psychotic.
That's one of the best you've
done. That's one of the best. I felt great, because I was like, how am I going to do this? Because Bauer is no stranger to volume. I'm not going to be able to get her here.
Also, the instant reaction of Helen there, to the reflex of saying, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I rarely interrupt the guest with it.
I'll interrupt
myself or you.
Yeah.
I'll never interrupt the guest with it, but I thought it's the only way I'm going to get her.
Yeah, because I interrupt.
Oh, well, no. So only way that I'm going to be able to catch you off guard with poppadoms or bread.
I'm actually sweating.
It's my phone at you when you were mid-sentence.
That's traumatising. Bread, but traumatising. Yeah. Honestly, my mum always says that I was in the trenches in a past life. And whenever something like that happens, I'm like, there's something to it. Because my reaction is just like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
What do you mean your mum says you were in the trenches in a past life?
Oh, like when I was younger, we went to the Imperial War Museum and I didn't want to go, you know, the trench experience there. Yeah. I didn't want to go in. I just started crying and my mum was like, here we bloody go.
So that's why your mum thought life. It must be a past life that you're in the trenches. Because as a child, you didn't want to go in the trench experience.
Very frightened of it, yeah. She felt like I was having a flashback.
Yeah.
You look so confused.
Yeah, but kids don't want to do stuff sometimes. It doesn't mean it had anything to do with their past life.
No, but she needed to justify, because she'd basically gone through this whole thing that Titanic had come out and she didn't want to see it because she thought she was on it in a past life and it bring back too many memories. Like, she still can't listen to Celine Dion. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Always nice to get an explanation that leads to more questions.
But I fully panicked when you screamed that at me. And then there's a past there.
Well, maybe, but I think it will be in the life that you have led this life.
Yeah.
It's all been very gravy.
I don't think it is the past life. You were in the trenches.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe the reason you cried at the war museum is because your family are German.
My family did.
Also, I don't think in the trenches that you got an option between poppadoms or bread.
No.
Do you not?
I think, you know, it was just a bit of hard bread or whatever.
Well, yeah, maybe on the English side and the German side, we're thriving.
You're
eating breakfast. Poppadom with a port. Port, bitter!
But bread is it?
Bread, obviously bread. I have listened to this podcast. I never understand the poppadoms as a choice. Mm-hmm. It's so specific. For me, that feels like a side to a curry. Like, mm-hmm. you don't yes. start with just a big plain crisp. It's pure
but you
madness.
Start, you would start a curry with the poppadom, right? You
yeah.
get those
yeah.
before the
yeah.
curry arrives.
Yeah, obviously. But that feels like it comes... Like, I want it with the curry so I can make, like, a taco of the curry.
Interesting. Mm. So you wouldn't have the poppadoms, finish the poppadoms, and then the curry comes?
No!
Oh, it's great.
No,
I love going there. They bring it in a big stack, all the dips. You and your friends starving. You're starving.
No one's slagging off the Eat dips. But there's something about, like, poppadom arriving, and then you've got your curry, and then you're dipping the poppadom in to, like, finish it off, or, like, making the taco, and then you're, like, all messy, and it's, like, you're yeah. flirting with the guy, and you've got, like, your big crisp taco, and you're, like...
So
like,
you're flirting with the waiter in this scenario,
yeah, by showing how good a sandwich I can yeah. make
while,
out of a crisp.
Well, and I'll quote you, eating a big poppadom taco, yeah. and you're all messy.
Yes. Yeah.
And going, ugh.
But in a relatable way.
Yeah, in a
like
relatable
a rom-com.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
what am I like? Big, messy girl. Dribbling tikka masalas on myself. What am I like? Oh, put her in a film.
And this yeah. guy's
give her a
like,
best friend.
This guy's absolutely obsessed with
losing
at this point.
His nut.
Yeah.
Losing his nut. Yeah.
He's in no way getting, you know, on the phone to get a lock fitted on the kitchen door.
He's pulling tables aside so we can get yeah. his boner through. Like, yeah. we don't have room for everyone.
Madam,
like...
I don't know what Cuddy Club means.
A particular type of bread?
I like soft bread. Uh-huh. I don't want to have to work for it. You know when you have a sandwich and at the end yeah. of it, your jaw's tired and you're like, I yeah. didn't deserve that. You know, like the bread they put around like German doner kebabs?
Oh, yeah.
The dude, it's called like... I know it's a Turkish bread. It's probably
fluffy,
got a Turkish name, but Fladenbrot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like sesame on top, and it's like really pillowy and gorgeous.
It's like a really nice pita, basically. It's what
yes!
a pita should taste like. Yeah,
yeah, yeah like yeah. that. And it's like there's a bit of oil definitely involved, and it's like, oh my God, that just like super soft and like,
it's good
like
bread.
Melty
yeah.
in your mouth.
Are you putting anything on the bread?
Butter. But like, I need the butter to already be melted because I don't want to waste time.
Okay.
Like, if the butter can be a dip, like olive oil, that's easier for
me. So, like, a pot of clarified butter that you can
I guess,
just,
yeah. Or sort of like a soft serve machine.
Yeah.
And it just, like, fizzes out.
Brilliant.
Fizzes
onto
out.
Onto the bread. Like, yeah.
So you
like hot butter, obviously.
Sort of clarified butter, but from, like, a beer draft pump.
Yeah. I'm going to level with you, Ed. I don't know what clarified means.
It's like just melted, basically.
Just say melted, then.
Oh, come on.
Who are we showing off to? James?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Sorry.
It worked. I was impressed.
Okay. Yeah. I want a hot melted bowl of clarified butter and I want a dip. I don't want a spread.
But you want it coming out the draft pump and it sprays out.
I think
out.
So. Yeah. Actually, I do definitely want a draft pump. Yeah.
I think we've talked about this bread before because we all went for a meal at Kudu in Peckham.
Ooh.
Yep.
And they do a bread that comes in a skillet and it's like brioche type bread.
Stop.
So it's like fresh baked. But then they bring another skillet with just melted butter in it with loads of bacon in it as well.
That feels
and they do
dangerous.
Another one that's like a shrimp one. And then you just sit there and dip this. It
okay.
is heaven.
It is exactly what you've described.
Peckham?
Really.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I'm going there. That
yeah,
sounds incredible.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you spread butter, you can end up with like the ratio being like too thick on one end and you're talking so you can't really focus on it the way that you want to. And for me, like, bread and butter is binging, so it's speed, right? You're getting it in. Because
yeah,
someone
okay.
else might start trying to grab at it and it becomes a whole thing because, like, it's still not in this day and age socially acceptable to have your own bread basket.
Right.
Like, it's still frowned upon.
That's very true, yeah.
Even
yeah.
if there's two of you and you know you're going to ask for more bread, for some reason, God forbid, when you sit down, bread basket each. God forbid.
And that would be quicker.
It saves everyone a trip.
Yeah.
Everyone's happier.
What's the trip?
For the waiter, I guess.
It saves the waiter yeah. a trip, not everyone a trip.
Yeah, it doesn't save everyone a trip.
I don't think
makes me happy, and that's what we're all aiming
happy.
For.
That's what we're going for here, because it's your dream meal.
It's my dream meal.
So you want to make sure you got the bread basket for you.
Yes.
At your dream meal, filled with those fluffy, pillowy pitters.
Yeah.
And you got your clarified butter coming out of a draft pump.
Yeah. And I want it to melt into the bread like butter does on a crumpet.
Yeah.
Like that level of sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's made me sad now that no one's ever chose crumpets.
Can we choose crumpets for poppadoms or bread? Oh, is crumpet a bread for you?
I would let people choose that.
We can throw a couple of crumpets in the basket for you.
Yeah, I'll have a couple. Yeah. Oh my God. And some Marmite as well. Because, you know, like when you have Marmite and
yeah,
butter crumpet. Yeah.
How
yeah.
thick are you spreading on the Marmite?
Reasonable. Like you're tasting it, but it's not the biggest presence in every bite. There'll be butter pockets, Marmite pockets.
Yeah.
I'll mix it in my mouth. Because at the end of the day, as my mum always says, it all comes out like shit. So, you know what I mean?
She's a wise woman.
she's got a lot going on, your mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
You used to be in the trenches. It all comes out like shit.
Thank you, Mama.
That sounds great.
Just thinking about it, I feel happy and I've calmed down from the shock.
Are you, with this draft, are you putting the bread under it and then drafting straight onto it? Or are you drafting into a little bowl and then dipping?
I want both options, please. Because I feel like at first I'll be going straight on the bread. Mm. And then I'm going to want to play around with like dipping, double dipping, triple dipping, letting soak and then lift up. Because there's so many dipping techniques and I'm pretty familiar with most of them. Because like there's soaking levels and I'd like to play around with that. Like biscuit and tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're only human. So I assume you will be trying putting your head directly under the draft and pouring some butter directly into your mouth.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Only human.
Yeah. Only human. Let me be.
If someone had a butter draft and they didn't do that, I'd think they're a psychopath.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it.
You would do it. You did it at the bloody ice cream shop you used to work at.
Yeah, and with ice cream. Yeah,
well,
sure.
Not
with
butter.
That's a sweet butter.
I did it with, I'd pull the, we had the little pump for the soft serve. I'd do that directly in the mouth.
Should not get brain freeze?
Yeah, but that's part of the fun.
Feels like very medically risky.
Do it with the, I was young.
You were mad.
I'd do it with the ice blasts, you know. I'd mix the ice blasts with the soft drinks.
But you have to give it a go. Because it's always like, you know, when you watch like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and like Wonka's so shocked that Augustus Gloop is drinking out of the chocolate river and it's like as if no one's done that before. Like as if the Oompa Loompas aren't doing that the moment your back is turned.
Yeah,
and it's oh no, we can't drink out of it. And it's like they're all bloody doing it.
They're pissing
into it probably. Like, don't even try it.
It's a weirdly unfair film. That especially that one.
Oh, when Gloop doesn't win.
Where the whole thing is, here's my magical chocolate factory with loads of everything is edible. It's all chocolate. How exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to invite five kids in. And if they don't obey the rules, they get... It's like, what are you on about? You just invited them into the most exciting place ever.
Yes.
And now you're going to put rules that are don't drink out of that chocolate river that I've just left completely open to everyone. And don't try that new chocolate bar that I've just invented over there, Mike TV or whoever that kid's
name
is.
A gobstopper. The rules are insane, but I also just morally have a problem with it. Because what the hell does Charlie Bucket, a boy that's had 2 chocolate bars in his life, tops, know about running a chocky factory? You know, if a man knows chocolate, it's Gloop. Yeah. Give it to him. Yeah. He's researched it. He's dedicated his entire life to chocolate. Even when he finds the Wonka bar at the beginning, they ask him, how do you feel? And he just says, hungry. Yeah. Like, absolute respect.
Yeah, but also, Gloop's... You can't give Gloop the chocolate factory.
Why?
Week tops that factory's lasting. He's drinking all of it, isn't he?
Is he drinking all of it straight away?
How dare you?
Gloop can't control himself.
Look, it's like when you're faced with a buffet, you lose your mind. But the 5th, 6th day in the hotel, when you're going down there,
not
it's
Gloop.
All different.
Not
it's
Gloop.
Different.
No,
don't, you
not
don't
Gloop.
Know Gloop.
Well, literally, you said he felt hungry.
Every day, there's going to be a call going, Gloop's stuck in the tube again.
Yeah.
He's going to get stuck in the tube every day.
Oh, well, then he'll remove the tube, won't he? And he'll learn how to swim. He'll learn how to swim in Chocky River and he'll have a lovely time. Mm. Oh, either way, Charlie Bucket's not running it well either. What's he going to do?
I think Charlie Bucket would, given his personality type, would take it very seriously and want to please and do it. I think in the long run, it would not be good for Charlie Bucket's mental health working in the chocolate factory.
People don't think about Bucket's mental health.
And having all the pressure on him, because he would care so much about doing it right and not being selfish about it that he would take it very, very seriously from a young age. And for a while, he wouldn't notice that that's bad for him because it would be such a step up from, you know, where he was living with everyone in one bed.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
But by the time he gets into his, like, you know, 30s or whatever, he'll have time to reflect and go, this actually hasn't been very good for me.
Yeah.
And all this pressure. And actually, I wish I just had been like Gloop and just drank out of that river and just been a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Gloop says yes to life in many ways, like throws himself into it. Also, like Wonka gives Charlie the factory just after he's broken the ceiling. It's all
he smashes the ceiling for a laugh.
Roald Dahl had a real problem with fat kids, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he?
Well, yeah, they're all like old greedy little fat kids.
Yeah, it's like disgusting. It's like Bruce
Bogtrotter.
Everyone cheers Bogtrotter, that's true.
Bruce is loved.
The hero.
Have you heard of the company Get Baked?
No.
They're a bakery in Leeds. And they do a cake called the Bruce.
No.
Which is like a real life version of the cake from Matilda.
Made with the blood, sweat and tears of Cookie.
They have to sell it in slices because it's so big.
No. So good. Have you had it?
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it's insane. It's brilliant, but it took me about 4 to 5 sittings to eat the whole slice.
Your eyes have lit up in a very specific way.
It's so good.
It's on a sugar high from talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's phenomenal.
I want to go there. Leeds.
Leeds. But they deliver as well.
I'll get a delivery.
Deliver you a slice of the Bruce.
Yeah. No, I want to see the whole thing. They wouldn't sell me the whole thing. Legally, they can't do it.
No, I think they'd have to get a truck to bring it in on a pallet.
Yeah. We better get onto your menu proper.
Yeah.
I'm focused. I'm focused.
No one said your word.
Your
dream starter.
I would like prawn puri.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. It's the best starter. It's delicious. Yeah. It's like the nicest curried prawns and like this fried, it's more bread, but I'm medically addicted to bread. Mm-hmm. Like fried, sort of like doughy, roti.
So good.
Oh my God, I can't handle it. With like lemon that you put on the prawns.
Yeah. Mm.
There's an amazing one in South London called Apollo Banana Leaf. It's like a Sri Lankan restaurant.
Yeah.
And you know it's good because like they sort of have a menu, but they don't. They just sort of go like, if you say anything, they're like, we don't have it.
Yeah.
Like, but then they just sort of make up other dishes. And at the end, they just sort of like guess at a price. You're like, can we have the bill? And they're like, £20? Like, so you know it's good.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's all about the food and it's just magical.
And the prawn puri is something they have on there all the time.
That is there. I have never been turned away with a prawn puri.
Great.
Ever.
Always get it.
Always get it.
I do love a prawn puri. When I was growing up, when I was living at home with my mum, that was like when we'd order an Indian, we'd always share everything, but then she'd get a prawn puri for herself. And for some reason, I never got a prawn puri. Aww. So I would always be like, that prawn puri was amazing. But it was like my mum's secret treat that she would have.
Yeah.
So when I started ordering my own takeaways, always a prawn puri. And you know what? It was worth it.
It is, because it's also like the ultimate greedy person starter.
Yeah.
Because everyone else just gets like a simple, like they got samosas or something. And then obviously you can be like, can I have a samosa?
Yeah.
Someone gets a bag of iron bhajis, give me an onion bhaji. Don't be a dick about it. You get a prawn puri. That's coming in 2 separate items because you've got the prawn curry and the bread.
Yeah.
But if you order a prawn puri and a naan, everyone's chill with it. But if you order 2 naans, then you're 2 naans Helen. You know what I mean? So it's like, you've really like thought about it. You're getting 2 parts in one.
Yeah. No one wants to be 2 nuns, Helen.
I was, and it was a tough time. It's a tough time.
We could tell that you were. When you're saying it, it's like, that's not a myth.
That wasn't that's a universal observation.
2 nuns, Helen, if she comes. But now I figured out the prawn puri trick.
I love a prawn puri.
One of the sweetest stories Ed's ever told. That I don't want to gloss over it too much, because like
I already told it because I knew you'd love it.
When he grew up, he started ordering prawn puris to be like his mum.
And of course, we've talked about it on the podcast before. My Pizza Express order is my Pizza Express order because I copied it off my dad.
Yeah,
so cute. And do you feel close to them when you do it?
No.
But part of you must think of them.
Prawn puri, definitely. Yeah.
Think of mum.
Did you ever confront her and be like, why did I not get
did
one?
No, not
like,
really. I mean, obviously,
Day,
I'd already.
Corner her and be like, what the fuck?
I think she was probably already getting fed up with me being like, and I want this, and this, and this, and this. So she's like, well, all right, you can have that, but you're not having any of my prawn puri. We've ordered half the restaurant already.
She's got to have something for herself.
Yeah.
Well, she's got her boy. That's all she needs. A sweet little boy.
I was very much the gloop of the Indian takeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have inherited that takeaway. If they were looking for...
No way.
They could put 5 kids around the kitchens.
Yeah. I'd be stuck in the korma tube.
With his face pressed against the...
Your mum just screaming.
Yeah.
He can't swim. I've got to save room for later. He's coming to the Pecora room. Quick, run.
How quickly the exact quotes from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory just tripped off your tongue just then. They were exactly, I haven't thought about that version of it, the Gene Wilder version, is one of the films I watched the most as a kid.
Yeah.
But I couldn't like directly quote it like that. You were straight in there with not only is that word perfect, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how she sounds.
Yeah.
Augustus Darling said something.
It's the whole delivery.
Very passionate about it. Yeah. Even though I fundamentally don't like it, because I still believe it's Gloops.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we got about Slugworth?
Such a good character. Like, like the way that he just arrives with all the children. I don't think I read the book.
He's not in the book, Slugworth. They put him in that film.
Really?
Yeah, they added him for the film. So Roald Dahl hated Slugworth. When he saw the film, he was like, they've ruined it with this Slugworth prick.
That bit in the tunnel, that's so scary.
Yeah, the tunnel's scary.
So good. The boat ride sort of thing. Have you been to the Shrek Adventure?
No.
No.
There's like a magic bus ride that really makes me think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really similar. Like, you're on this bus and it's like, you're going through these different worlds. And I'm like, oh!
With Shrek?
Yeah, with Shrek. Oh, no, Shrek's not with you. You have to, part of the adventure is you're going to get Shrek from prison. He's in prison. Oh. Awful. Why are you looking at each other like that?
I'm not looking at Ed.
Why?
I'm
what's
putting
happened?
My hand in front of Ed so I can't see his face. Moving on to your main course.
What? Do you know what
James? Do you know
then?
James does a brilliant impression of Shrek?
No.
So if there's anything you would like to hear Shrek say, then ask James and he'll magically transform into Shrek.
Yeah, obviously Augustus Darling saves some room for later, but as Shrek.
Okay, it's gonna get the lines in my head. I've got to get into it.
No, I get it.
I'll ramp up to it with some other words, with some like stock Shrek phrases, and then
some
I'll do it.
Like that. That's hard to
say. Ogres are like an onion.
Oh, my name is Shrek. Oh, donkey. Augustus, darling. You save some room for later.
What was that? What's that?
Ellen looks so disappointed.
That was disappointing. No, come on. That was
devastated.
Who told you that was good?
Ed says it's good.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why we make him do it on every episode.
I have never heard that before and I've listened to this podcast.
Maybe it gets edited out. I don't know how Benito edits
I'll say this, babe. It's not good.
What?
It's actually woefully bad.
No, he's just warming up. So do Augustus, darling. Say
he did it. He said it.
Oh, did he?
I said it. I told Augustus Gloop. I told him. You'll save some room for later.
He sounds like a Texan, like a Texan man.
My name is Shrek. Donkey.
Have you been to the Shrek Adventure?
He is the Shrek Adventure.
You are the Shrek Adventure.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Buddy Shrek, I'm a marble. You can come with imagination.
That's more like donkey. No? Huh?
Donkey, you and me. We're like chocolate in the factory.
That's a good lyric.
I am green. I am Shrek. I'm a big friendly ogre.
It's lovely.
That's really... That got better because I liked the song a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm a sucker for a song.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was upset.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
As the day winds down, don't let allergies disrupt your night at Aspire Allergy and Sinus. We're here to bring you peace and relief. Our expert team offers personalized allergy testing and advanced treatments so you can enjoy restful nights free from the struggles of congestion and discomfort. Make the evenings yours again. Visit AspireAllergy.com to schedule an appointment and experience a life where every breath is serene. Breathe easy. Sleep better. Aspire Allergy, your pathway to peaceful nights and brighter mornings. AspireAllergy.com.
Dream main course.
Okay. You know how tricky this question is, right?
Mm.
Like, that's almost impossible. But I've decided to be true to myself.
Yeah.
And it's my go-to. Domino's.
Domino's.
Domino's. I want Domino's.
This is a first for the pod.
Medically can't be without it. Like, I find it hard to not be close to a Domino's at any point.
Interesting.
Like, we never had it growing up. It was like this forbidden fruit. And this girl I went to school with, her dad managed 3 Domino's.
Oh my God.
Even over the period where you got a free dime bar with your Domino's and her house was just dime bars. It was incredible. So like, I felt like I was so close to it, but then never got it because there's a Domino's in my hometown. We don't have much else.
And yeah.
It's just like, I love it. Everything about it is just flawless. The garlic and herb dip. Like, I'm a stuffed crust baby till I die. I want the double mozzarella cheese. I'm getting emotional. Mm. It is so comforting.
Yeah.
But to the point I got so addicted to it, because I'm not like, I only have on a Tuesday, obviously for two for Tuesday, I'm not like thick.
Uh-huh.
But then I had notes on my phone. I'd written myself about how I feel after a Domino's.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do it again. But my writing is dog shit. Like, and I say that as someone who wants to write, like, he is.
Do you have the notes?
Have you got the notes?
I actually deleted them because I thought it was probably like bad.
So hang on,
I had so many.
So there's so many different Helens in this situation because
yeah.
There's before Domino's, like, can't wait for the Domino's.
Yeah.
There's Helen eating the Domino's, which is like a bridging personality.
Oh, it's a hungry, happy Helen.
Yeah.
It's
but
like
then,
a hungry, hungry hippo.
Then there's post Domino's, feels awful.
Like,
writes the notes.
Gastrically.
Yeah.
Like, in a real state. And like, I was I've like had the worst gastro year. I was in like hospital 3 weeks ago because I was having this egg out my bra every day and it'd been heated up between my tits for 50 minutes.
What?
And I'd eat this hard boiled egg and turns out, don't do that.
What?
So like I was...
No, what? No, that's... Okay, do you know what?
Actually, and you're
No, listen.
What?
I am going to say that is... In all the times that we've done the podcast, the weirdest sentence anyone has ever said.
No, it's
and the
not.
The fact you are trying to gloss over this and move
Helen,
on.
Helen, what I'm assuming...
There is no context that you gave whatsoever there.
You didn't give any context. I'm assuming that you were doing... It was a show.
Yeah, yeah.
And during the show, you had an egg in your bra.
Yes.
And you would get the egg out at the end of the show and eat it.
Right. Correct.
Okay, so that's the context.
Sorry for shouting at you.
But
forgiven.
From our perspective, you just said I had every day I had this egg out my bra
yes.
and it was in there for 50 minutes and then I would eat the egg.
I can see how that's confusing.
Yes.
That's on me.
Would you put a raw egg in your bra?
No.
And then it would cook.
I did try parboiled, but yeah. A nightmare. Because movement-wise, like your yolk constantly at risk, so it would go in hard boiled.
Yeah.
So I ate an egg. I bit into the egg at the end of every show, but I was eating it because I couldn't find a bin that was convenient. So I was just like eating the whole egg, but it had been heated between my breasts and sweating on stage the whole show. And then I'd eat it. And it was like some days the egg I'd left backstage at the venue in like a 2-pack from the day before. And then one day I couldn't find an egg. So I was like peeling a Scotch egg. So it was like a meaty egg in between my bra. And I'd done that every day for like 26 days. And everyone was like, oh, don't eat an egg out your bra. And everyone was like, you're refrigerating it. And you're just like, oh yeah, I'm refrigerating it. Just to like, because it's not worth the fight.
Just to get
like,
them off your back, right?
Yeah, because people are always like, oh, you need to refrigerate it. But it's like, well, you don't know that because no one's eating an egg out of their bra every day after being in the 50 minutes.
It feels safer though, doesn't it?
It was guesswork, isn't it? It's just a hypothetical ideas that aren't true. And I'm not going to be like fucking told what to do by like Catherine Bohart because like, what does she know about eggs and refrigeration? So I was eating it and I was feeling a bit queasy and then went to do some gigs in Norway and you messaged saying, get this chocolatey
smash.
Treat.
Yeah.
Smash.
Smash, good. Love smash. Yeah,
what
yeah.
The hell?
Yeah, yeah.
And then my tummy really hurt and then I couldn't drink anything and ended up in hospital having to get rehydrated. And they were like, what have you done? And I was like, nothing. I've just had chalky covered crisps. and a banana because I was feeling a bit sick.
Yeah.
And
did you tell them about the egg in the bra?
I did tell them about the egg, but they thought I was delirious because it's like second language stuff, right?
I'd imagine you gave them no context whatsoever.
Yeah, imagine you just went into, I've been eating an egg out my bra every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I peel a scotch egg and eat it and have that between my tits.
Yeah.
But otherwise you have to be like, I'm a comedian. I did this thing called the Edinburgh Fringe. And then you go into that, which I eventually did tell them. Then they could hear them all at the nurse's station, like watching my live at the Apollo as I was like writhing in pain in a corridor because I couldn't get into a room because there was no space. But I had a lovely time on the gastro ward in Oslo. Shout out to the gals on it. Yeah.
Shout out.
Made a lot of friends. Well, just smiling. We couldn't talk, but it was nice.
I hesitate to ask this, but what situation were you in where you couldn't find an egg, but there was a scotch egg to have?
That happened a couple of times. Basically, I couldn't always remember to boil egg at home in Edinburgh. Mm. And then if I did, I'd have to walk across town with a boiled egg in my bra, which I think we're adding an extra hour.
So you would boil them at home.
Well,
and
I got
put
lazy.
Them in your bra immediately. You wouldn't take them to the venue and do it just before you went on stage.
Yeah, but then you got to travel with an egg, which is quite tricky. And the safest place I figured to carry an egg is between your breasts.
So it wasn't just 50 minutes that the egg was in there.
Oh, some days, yeah.
Sometimes it'd be a couple of hours and a long walk to the venue.
You're looking at me like this isn't good, but like it's very nestled. Where does a hen keep an egg?
In her tits.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure that's not.
Well, where does a hen's tit start and when does it get round to the tummy?
I mean,
until the arsehole, as far as I'm considered with a hen.
It might be, it might be tit until the arsehole, but I'm pretty sure that if a hen was able to operate a Tupperware tub.
I didn't have a Tupperware tub in Edinburgh. I'm not going to buy one just for 25 days of egg transport, am I?
That would be a really good deal because they're pretty cheap Tupperware tubs.
Didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Trying to think about chickens with tits now. Mm. You know, yes. Clucky in Robin Hood, she's got big breasts, doesn't she?
I can't remember.
She plays badminton with Maid Marian. She's got big knockers and the shuttlecock goes in between them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds...
But then some days I wouldn't have boiled the egg at home. So I'd be like, I'll go into Sainsbury's and Tesco. We'll do those little protein pots with two eggs in it or three eggs boiled.
Yeah.
They are grim actually.
I did have some from Pret yesterday to be fair. Yeah.
So you get the egg and then you put it in, but then I would leave the pot of three eggs to the next two eggs
backstage. My God, Helen.
In the bunkers, the bunker bars in Edinburgh?
Yeah, they're many,
really warm.
Yeah,
like humid.
A lot of mould on the ceilings and stuff, I think, yeah.
Oh, really? I never looked up.
So you would...
It's very small and damp, isn't it?
And then I put it in my bra the next day and then eat that one. And then some days they wouldn't have the protein pots because there's Edinburgh, lots of actor kids, they want their protein and I respect it.
Yeah.
So then I'd be peeling a scotch egg from Lidl. Yeah. Real low point, actually, when your audience are queuing up and you're there peeling a scotch egg trying to put it in between
your tits.
The meat
as you're peeling it? Or?
I sort of put the meat in the bin. There's something about eating just the meat around a scotch egg, which just feels wrong.
This is where your standards come in.
Well, I don't want to get sick, do I?
Shove the meat up. Shove the meat up your ass in case you got an uncle.
Just me squatting in
and then just
turning to the audience. Where do my tits end? Oh, man.
I mean, that is definitely going to be a routine in the future for Helen. Yeah. Where do my tits end?
She's got to do an hour of material on Monday, so that'll be really useful, actually.
Can we even get your dream main course?
Dominoes.
Oh, hold on.
We need more specifics
than that, right? We've not even got a topic. It's just dominoes. I mean, would you keep it as just that's your dream main course is just dominoes?
We do need some specifics.
Need to do specifics.
Yeah.
Stuffed crust.
Right, large stuffed crust. But the problem with Domino's is when you have a large and a stuffed crust, you lose a bit of the size of the pizza because they're wrapping the crust around. I still want the full length of slice.
Okay.
And then the stuffed crust. Mm. I want pineapple on it.
Yeah.
Like the proper canned doll pineapple. Like I don't want it freshly cut.
Great.
Not getting fobbed off. I want olives on it. I want jalapenos.
Okay.
And then I want not Domino's ham. I want proper nice Parma ham that you'd have at a fancy pizza restaurant on that. It's
version
of the
Hawaiian. Customising the Domino's a bit there.
Yeah.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You simply must.
Do you do that at home? Do you get a Domino's and then
pimp it out?
No. But I think it'll be better. I just haven't done it personally.
No, fine. You don't have to have done it.
Yeah, and then I want the 4 tubs in 1 garlic and herb dip.
Right.
But I'm not going to I'm not going to select it when I'm selecting my food because I do that thing where you go, check out now. And it goes, are you sure? And you go, yes. And then it goes, happens if we give it to you for 80p? And you're like, I'll do it now. because otherwise you're paying $1.99.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So do they do that every time?
Yep, they are idiots. Like, the amount of things you can get on discount later on. But if I'm doing a 2 for Tuesday, I'll get that and I'll pretend I'm getting something from my housemate. So I'll pretend I'm getting him like a nice mighty meaty or something.
Yeah.
But then I'll eat it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you pretend? Because I would say, in a very positive way,
yes,
you have a personality that is like, I don't give a shit what you think.
But you feel sicky and I can't stop. Like, I need to be physically removed from it. Like, and it's diminishing returns, Domino's. Like, the first 4 slices are amazing, and then after that you're punishing yourself, like, physically.
Yes.
Because the dough...
I just mean, why are you pretending?
Because then I can trust myself and enjoy the first 4 slices more.
Because you're not looking at all of it.
I'm not looking at all of it.
You make yourself think I'm only going to eat these.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay. I genuinely believe that some of it is for lunch the next day.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's never for lunch the next
day.
It's
all a lie.
Yeah.
Like, I once put some Domino's in a bin. So I was like, I need to stop this.
Yeah.
Got it back out. Because it's just bin juice. It's not the end of the world. But I physically can't be around it without finishing it.
It's just,
and you both look upset.
It's just bin juice. It's not the end of the world.
It's my bin. It's my juice. It's my bin juice. I'm not like putting it in someone else's bin.
No, that's not the problem anyone's got. No one has that problem. No one's thinking, oh no, was that someone else's bin juice?
Yeah.
We know it's your bin juice.
Well, you look like you thought it was someone else's bin juice.
No.
Bin juice.
No. This is the face I make when it's any bin juice, including your own, that you're eating on a pizza.
But what is bin juice, apart from just like a little bit of soap?
It's loads of different foods that are rotted at the bottom of your bin together in liquid form.
But I'm emptying my bin on the regs. Like, it's not rotting. Like, I don't have, like, I'm not having a maggot party 24/7, am I?
I just think it's all chilling out.
You've just been in hospital in Oslo with gastric intestinal issues.
Yeah.
I have never known anyone to learn less from a situation.
But that was from the egg, we think. So I'm not, I haven't put an egg in my, I did actually do it for another 7 dates.
Yeah.
When you went back, you still did the egg bit.
Yeah, but then I was boiling it at home and transferring it in a lovely glass Tupperware surrounded by kitchen roll to the Soho Theatre.
Okay.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Thank you, because we learn from our mistakes.
Yeah. So you ate the pizza out the bin.
I hate Domino's.
Why would you say it like that?
Why would you?
Just came out of nowhere.
Do you know what I feel like now? I feel like whenever... And this is in past relationships, not with my current girlfriend, but whenever I've been out in town and we've gone past some really tough guys and one of them said something and then my girlfriend at the time has gone, yeah, you can go fuck yourself. And I'm like, right, now I'm getting beaten up. And I feel like that with what Ed just did.
I feel like you're having a panic attack. Calm down. This isn't between us. This is between me and Ed.
I feel like we were out the woods and then you went, I hate Domino's, and now we're in trouble.
What the fuck were you talking about?
It's nearly as bad as Papa John's.
Wow! Wow! That was mental. That was absolutely mental. Papa John's don't even have the same original tomato sauce at the base.
It's just bad. It's bad fast food.
It's not bad fast food, and it's not that fast. You can be up to 35 minutes on a Friday night. That's
and then
not
you're
fast.
Putting pineapple on it as well.
One selling point is gone.
Pineapple's lovely.
I like pineapple on a pizza.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
To me, that's just like pissing on a shit. Like,
but this is just clearly you don't know food. You don't know food. You don't
okay,
know good
fair
food.
Enough. Fair enough.
I have a lot of respect for someone putting pineapple and pizza on their dream menu because I think anyone's done it yet. I always think it's nice. I'm glad it's happened. Papa John's is definitely the bottom rung. I would put Domino's above it.
There you go. Just.
I'm struggling to think.
Pizza
what
Hut's
I would
minging.
Put.
No, Pizza Hut.
It's minging. And also, I don't trust Pizza Hut because they have an option on their website to remove garlic from the crust. Who's picking that as an option? No, thank you. I don't want to eat somewhere where people like that eat.
People with IBS, maybe.
Don't trust them. Don't trust them.
Well, you've definitely got it. So
do I?
Ask people in Norway if you got it.
Self-inflicted via eggs.
Yeah. Telling yourself that it all comes out like shit. Constantly just to reassure yourself.
That was the problem. I wasn't shitting, James.
You weren't shitting. Yeah.
There was nothing going in.
Yeah. Fair. Nothing going in, nothing,
nothing
coming out.
In,
just like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Yeah.
There we
no
go.
No one goes in, no one comes out.
Yeah, you had a gloop stuck in your tube.
I had a fucking gloop stuck in my tube. Like the plug gloop. You know, the gloop that gets the rest of the gloop out.
Yeah.
This is disgusting, but no, I won't tell you. It's a food podcast. People get upset. I'll tell you after that.
So you would put Pizza Hut below Domino's?
Yeah.
Ed?
I'd say, yeah, Papa John's bottom.
Yeah.
Out the big name ones.
Yeah.
Then Domino's.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll go Pizza Hut above that, unless I'm missing any.
Pizza Go-Go?
Well, I'm not counting that as one of the
big
names.
Why aren't you counting Pizza Go-Go? It's a big
I didn't
one.
Even know they existed anymore.
That's mad. Pizza Go-Go, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's. But like, there's the stretch
are you between Papa John's above and Domino's. Pizza Hut?
Yeah, Pizza Hut's minging. I don't trust it. It's really bad.
Yeah, but Papa John's is like gross.
I just...
It's like the grossest.
That dip at Papa John's, like melted margarine or something, is horrible.
That is the special garlic sauce.
Look who you're talking to. Look who you're talking to.
It is. No, I'm actually with you. That is minging. It's minging. The special... Yeah. Because you go into it thinking, oh, this will be like the garlic and herb dip.
Yeah.
They trick you. But it's nothing like that.
No.
It's madness. Tell you what I like doing, putting a bit of sriracha in the garlic and herb dip from Domino's. Little spicy twist on a classic. You know what I mean? Little bit of a treat. She's international.
I just think I'm not a fan of like very, very sweet American pizza. Do you know what I mean?
It's not sweet.
The dough is so sweet. There's so much sugar in that dough, Helen.
Don't think so.
There's so much sugar in that dough.
Oh, is there actually a lot of sugar in it?
Yeah.
That'd be why I go mad after Domino's. My housemate doesn't like it when I have Domino's.
Yeah, that, you
I
just hit that lock on the door.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very little he does like, this guy about his life.
I'm on an absolute rampage, just running up and down. I'm scooting around on my bum like a dog. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, really.
How did you even have the nerve to say there wasn't sugar in it earlier?
Well, it's the same reaction I have when I have prawn cocktail crisps.
Yeah.
Like, just mad. Like, my pupils blow up.
I went, yeah, what?
Like, just so overexcited. Like, I want to touch everything. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Everything's just, like, just colour. Mm. Yeah. Why do you both look shorter? I don't know what's happening.
So what's your dream side?
Fattoush!
Oh, nice.
Yeah, love fattoush. You need like a salad-y thing to go with it.
Yeah.
To cut through it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, either Thai cucumber salad, because that is magical. Mm-hmm. I had one recently with like a real big chunky bit of salt in it and it just put me off. But fattoush, it's so fresh. Yeah. I love it.
Just a quick check. Fattoush is the one that's got bread in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just keeping a bread. I'm keeping a bread tally.
But it's not because of the bits of fried bread chopped up in
fattoush
it.
Fattoush is delicious.
Fattoush is delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
It's so good. I'm keeping a bread tally.
There's not been a single course without bread yet.
Yeah. Well, sparkling water doesn't have bread in it.
Oh, congratulations.
Or is that full of sugar and bread as well?
Look, I love fattoush salad.
Yeah.
It's so fresh. Delicious. Herby, fresh. Mm-hmm. You get the crunch from the bread.
Bit of pomegranate seed on it. A little bit of a treat.
Yeah, this is a bit of a sticking point in at this podcast. The pomegranate seed.
Pomegranate seeds.
Oh, you hate pomegranate seeds?
And they're like. Well, Ed refers to them as baby's teeth. They taste like you're crunching little baby's teeth in your mouth.
There's a little bit of tangy fun.
Bit of not tangy fun.
It's tangy fun.
Not enough flavour in there for me.
Mad. It's not worth it. No, that with like, and you put lemon on top of it and like the parsley and the mint, like so good. I used to live in like, it's like called Little Istanbul, like area of Berlin, but there's so many Lebanese restaurants with like the best fattoush and they just fucking pile it up in this like takeaway container and I would just lose my mind.
The Lebanese and Turkish food in Berlin is like insanely good, isn't
it? Next level. The amount of Syrian restaurants as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was in like an area called Kreuzberg and like Neukölln where like all of that food is. And oh my God. I was having a kebab a night for a while. Yeah. Mm. Losing my mind.
My sister lived in Kreuzberg for a bit.
No way.
Whenever I go and visit, it's just, kebabs all day.
So good. What's your favourite kebab there? Like what's your go-to order?
I think it's like a chicken, shawarma and then stick a bit of halloumi in there as well.
Stop it. Yeah, the ones with the deep fried halloumi. And you get all the different sauces.
Oh yeah.
Pile
it up. Big old
bit pickle. Chili flakes, squeeze a lemon, wrap it up.
Pickled chili in there and all that. Love it. Love it.
I can't handle it. I get the durum dinner wraps, the ones that are like in the massive like tortilla. Or in the, what's it called? The lachaman, the Turkish pizza? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And that,
That's so good.
It's the way it melts in your mouth. It's insane.
Imagine if you pick that. No, but
it's not a Domino's. I thought about that. It's not a Domino's.
No, it's not.
No, it's absolutely not.
Put a Domino's inside of a kebab, though.
Thing is,
let's have a chat.
Yeah, but when you talked about Domino's, there was a lot of words you talked about regret. When you talked about the kebab just then, I mean, the listeners didn't see it, they heard it. But at one point, I think you genuinely pretended that someone was shagging you.
Well, it wasn't someone. I was fucking the chair, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Just I know what you
making
meant.
Sure. But yeah, but it just seemed like you're more excited about the...
Yeah, but do you want me to explain what happened? Because I was thinking about this menu last night.
Yeah.
And I can't think about Domino's and not order Domino's. So I'm currently on a Domino's downfall.
Did you order Domino's
last
night?
Yeah, I had it last night. Yeah. And for breakfast.
While you've got your phone out.
Yeah.
Do you want to get that Pokemon?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Are you serious? Can we do it now?
I thought we'd avoided this.
Yeah, 110%. I thought we were going to wait
so
till after.
So far through the podcast without talking about Pokemon Go.
Oh, Helen needs the last American one that I got for her.
I'm so excited.
Got the talk hole.
Do you want anything special from me? I don't have anything good to give you, Bauer.
I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
So, opening a gift from Bauer. What she sent me? Oh, no, an Ultra Ball.
You're welcome.
Two pineapple berries.
Peanut.
And a max potion.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
Did I not send you any stardust?
Victini's your buddy at the minute.
Oh, yeah, because you know I'm trying to like get everyone to be like my best buddy with CP Boost. So okay. I'm on to like 70 at the moment, but I do want to get to the full 100 because then you get the extra like tokens.
See,
Professor
Bauer
Oak.
Is more driven by CP, whereas I'm more driven by Dex.
That's combat power between you and me. Yeah. You put me and James in a fight.
There you go.
I will be winning. Oh, my God. It's happening.
The balls are trading now.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I've got a new Pokemon, guys. Are we happy for me?
Why are you looking so upset? New in the Dex.
Registered to Pokedex.
You know that whenever I'm abroad, I'm going to be catching regionals for you. So don't you worry about not travelling, because I'm catching those regionals.
But I'm going to Disney World, so I can get more.
All the Disney ones I caught when I was in Disney World for you.
But don't you believe the new year might bring us new Pokemon from the Alola region?
I live with hope.
I live with loads of hope for the Alola region. I'm not even close to doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even close. And I'm not going to, like, you know, South America. I'm going to Florida.
Willow's only getting started with the Alola, and I think that's no secret.
But, like, there's always something magical on that. Like, do you remember when we found out the clef key you could get in Brighton because it was a fault that made it think you were in France?
Yeah, very good day.
Like, that could happen at any point with anywhere in the country. We've just got to be prepared to travel.
Ed, what are you doing?
Huh?
Don't start vaping.
Either join in.
Hang on. Just give Benito an edit point. There you go. Right. Side dish.
Fattoush.
Let's talk more about the fattoush.
I will find the name of the restaurant.
Fattoush.
My best friend in Berlin is from Lebanon, and there is an amazing place that does fattoush, and
fantastic.
I will get it for you if you go to Kreuzberg again.
Fantastic.
Don't use that edit point, Benito.
Sorry. I feel like I've become a virgin by proxy after that conversation. That was absolutely insane.
We both had sex. I fucked up with
the
six
not
times.
Not with each other.
No, not with each other. No.
Pokemon trading.
Ruin him.
That's what Pokemon trading is.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but I'm a very good trainer. I'm a legacy player. Like, I don't know
what any of this means.
But, like, I do play Pokemon Go with James and the crew, but I've also got over 200 friends on it. Like,
They're not friends, Helen.
What? I'm getting up at 3 most mornings to raid with some teenagers in Hiroshima. How are they not friends if I'm setting my alarm for 3 a.m?
That's creepy as hell.
It's not!
You're getting up at 3 to groom some teenagers in Japan.
Not grooming them, we're raiding, we're battling to the death.
Yeah.
Friends are whoever I choose them to be.
Who you choose. That's a real insight into your life, Helen. They're who you choose them to
be. Yeah. So we're best friends, the three of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dream drink.
I do want to go with something alcoholic, but because of the Domino's, I'm going to go Diet Coke. It's a classic.
Fair enough.
And when you drink it, you lose weight.
No booze? Not booze for the dream drink?
I do. I love booze. And like my instinct is to go for like a bottle of wine and like a couple of fags with it. Like that would be like my ideal
That'd be
sort
your dream
of, like,
drink.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop it. Finishing a meal and then having a bottle of wine and like 4 fags and a good conversation.
Please.
But I need to cut through the grease somehow. Yeah. I need to cut through it.
with a nice clean Diet Coke.
With a nice, well, fizzy drinks cut through grease.
I know exactly what you
they
mean.
They really do.
Yeah.
So like, I can't put a milkshake
also burps,
on top of that.
Burps help clear room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I was at university, me and my friend, there's a takeaway down the road from us that did an 18-inch pizza. And one night we both got an 18-inch pizza.
Oh,
and then we went through about 4 cans of Diet Coke just to clear. Do you know what? I mean, I've probably mentioned this on the podcast. I had pepperoni on my 18-incher.
Okay.
I don't think you have mentioned this.
Guess what? He only had one topping. Obviously, he had cheese and tomato.
Yeah, yeah.
He only had one topping on his pizza. Guess what it was?
Pineapple.
No.
Ham.
No.
Olives.
No.
Sausage.
No, you're never going to guess
corn.
It. 18-inch pizza. Baked beans.
Come on. That's mad.
Yeah.
Was he at your wedding? Did I meet him?
No. We were best friends at university. And when we graduated, he said, I'm not very good at keeping in touch. I went, fair enough. And that's the last day I saw him.
No!
Yeah.
And he knew at that age.
He was like, I'm not going to be able to keep this going.
Yeah.
That feels something like a 50-year-old says.
Yeah.
Like, not a child.
Yeah. He had 50-year-old energy.
Let's do the ranking, as we always do when people say Diet Coke. So, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Max.
Oh, my God. Diet Coke at the top from the fountain, obviously.
Okay.
Then can, then bottle last.
Yeah.
I'd say then...
Fountain first.
Fountain first, always.
I think I might... Well, it depends where the fountain is from, but a good fountain, I would take over a can or a bottle.
Always assume good fountain, never assume bad fountain.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
Never. But we wouldn't assume bad fountain.
But if someone said to me, there's a fountain there, a can and a bottle, and that's all I knew, I would go can, because I wouldn't trust that the fountain is definitely going to be good.
If they said this is a good fountain.
It's a good fountain.
Can or bottle.
I'd go for a good fountain.
I'd go can still.
Really?
Yeah. Unless it was a freestyle machine, but then I'm not having Diet Coke. I'm mixing it all up.
Those machines are mental.
They're brilliant, aren't they? Yeah.
It's too much. It's the problem with society today.
Oh, do you
too
think
many
too,
options.
Too much choice?
I can't be faced with that because then I'll just start losing it. And that's how you end up picking Domino's as your main course. It's overwhelmed by the options of the world. Like, I need to be restricted.
Yeah.
But then probably Diet Pepsi, then Coke Zero. I don't like the full fat fizzy drinks.
Well, Pepsi Max isn't full fat.
It feels like it in my head. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know. I just didn't grow up with fizzy drinks at all. We never had it. And we had like skimmed milk in our house. Like, we were like, everything was watered.
Yeah.
So like, the idea of it makes me feel like just so unhealthy.
Maybe the word Max makes you think.
Rather have the fags and the wine. Yeah, I just don't think I want that many bubbles with that sugar in it. No, thank you.
Well, I think we could let you have a Diet Coke and then some booze as well, right?
Can I?
Yeah.
You want?
Bottle of wine.
Yeah, Diet Coke and then a bottle of wine.
But a bottle of wine at the end of the meal, you said, with some fags.
I think I do want to be a bit drunk the entire meal. Give me a bottle before the... I'll have a bottle of wine to start with, and then I'll eat. Yeah, because then I'll be loose enough that everything feels like...
Any particular wine?
Spanish red, like a Rioja.
Nice.
Like one of those. Mm-hmm. Really lovely.
Nice.
Yeah. And like fags-wise... Golden Virginia.
Rollies, you're doing rollies?
Yeah, I'm doing rollies. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I want someone to roll for them for me, next to me.
Okay.
Who do you want to roll them?
My friend Frances. Yeah, Frances rolls really well.
We'll get Frances in to roll your cigs.
Thank you, Frances.
Little update on my Diet Coke situation.
Oh, I know this story.
Well, it's a good story, but... also, just like, you know... For a while, it was just Diet Cokes, and then I switched to the Diet Pepsis, and that was a big thing on the pod. And then I also switched then to Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I can change from one hour to the next, which one's my favourite. And a lot of the time, if I've just had a Diet Coke, for example, the next time I'll actually want like something different, like a Diet Pepsi. And then the next time after that, I'll probably want a Coke Zero. So I like to change it up quite a lot now. Mm. Pepsi Max as well gets a look in fairly on regular rotation.
Mm. You thought about this too much, but
it's now all four of them. I'm just noticing my drinking habits, you know. I think that's a good thing to do.
You got to keep a tab on these things.
Yeah.
I'm Pepsi Max with cherry until I die.
Okay. Yeah, I like Pepsi Max with cherry.
You didn't blink when you said that.
No, I love it.
Dessert. Here we are.
Oh, another really stressful
James knows
one.
He doesn't have to worry about cheese boards in this situation,
yeah,
I think.
No, I'm absolutely fine.
You don't have to worry. Yeah, I don't actually get cheese boards full stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, cheddar cheese exists.
Yeah.
Leave it. Who are we showing off to?
Yeah.
Who are we showing off to?
Yeah, who are we showing off to?
It's moldy. Goats and cheese is rank. Leave the goats alone. And I'll stand by that to the day I die.
Yeah.
So
you think Stilton, moldy, horrible.
Don't get it.
But you eat pizza out of a bin.
Yeah. But that's my juice. It's not my mold. It's different.
Right.
If I grew
so if you
mold,
grew
I'd
the mold.
Eat it. I'm not going to be a bitch about it, am I? Like, if it's my mold, I'll eat my mold.
Yeah.
I created it.
Probably ate your own tit mold in Edinburgh.
What's tit mold?
I don't know.
Tit mold when it's at
home? You should
home?
Know. You've got it.
The worst thing is my first instinct is like, I should really look under my tits at some point. I've got massive knockers. I don't know what's going on under there.
Yeah.
Who's checking?
Who's checking?
Who's checking?
You should be washing and stuff. Yeah.
Washing underneath them.
You should be checking them.
Who's got the energy to lift? Like, but I've got like three performances
You must be washing under there.
Well, I do the three Fs.
What are the three Fs?
Face, fanny and feet.
But you know, there must be not other letters obviously. In between that you need to deal with.
In that order?
No.
Oh, you go to the feet after the
face, feet, fanny. Is that wrong?
You know, touch your feet after.
Yeah, face. I don't want seems like the right way around. Feet. You don't want vaginal feet, but you don't mind having a footy vag.
I would say face, fanny, feet is the way around you should do it, actually. Because,
Well, those are the spots you have to hit.
Yeah.
And in fanny, I am including asshole. Like, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not like.
Sorry,
you're going UK and US fanny.
What's a US fanny?
Well, that's what they call it.
Oh, really? Fanny pack. I thought that's because it was over their fanny, because you wear it at the front.
No, when they say fanny,
because we call it a bum bag, right?
Yeah.
So it's fanny pack, but so
it's the same as a bum bag.
Fanny is the
fascinating.
They don't call it a fanny pack because they're using it to cover their fanny.
Oh, I thought it was like, oh, like they're on their period. Turn it to the front. It's like no one can see.
What you?
Like, so, it was like a period stain, and that's how it like sort of came about. And then everyone was like, oh, this is a great idea for a bag.
Helen, anyone else I would think was joking about this?
No. But do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like,
well, yeah, I know what you mean, but like, how do you think that's the truth?
Well, you never know, do you? You never know the origin of things.
So what about when you see a man wearing a bum bag?
That he just copied it off a woman because he thought it looked nice. And then it just sort of became something that we all do. Heidi Regan's calling. I bet she'd back me up. I'm not going to answer it, but just so you
answer
know,
it.
Someone else.
Answer it. Ask her, but ask her that question immediately.
Heidi?
Yeah?
I'm on a podcast. Do you want to say hi to Ed and James?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Heidi. Ed,
hi.
So
oh,
it's...
wait, do you mean you're on off menu?
Yeah, but we're in a fight.
Oh.
So basically...
Okay, yeah, well,
are you surprised? Are you surprised to hear that, Heidi? We're having a fight.
Are you surprised that I'm in a fight?
No, not in any way possible.
Well, that was bitchy, babe.
I'm not surprised that you answered your phone mid-fight.
I asked!
Ask the question, Helen.
I'll let you go.
No, I want to ask you something about fanny packs.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so how do you think the fanny pack came into existence? Do you think, A, it's because Americans call bums fannies? Or do you think, B, it's because someone bled through their outfit when they were on their period and they were like, oh, my God, put this pack over it. We'll call it a fanny pack. We'll make it a fashion statement so they wouldn't feel embarrassed.
Bonus question, Heidi. Guess who came up with each theory?
What, babe? Oh, I think they would have called that a period pack then.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to hang up. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Bye. Hang up.
Yeah, love that. Heidi completely used to it. You?
Yeah,
just like complete. Of course, yeah. Of course, you picked up a phone during a podcast. Of course, you're having a full.
Well,
argument.
It's nice to have a chat, isn't it? I don't want
to
be rude.
Nice to have a chat.
To Heidi, I'm fine being rude to the two of you.
Did you say your dessert?
No. So can I please have? I want a warm muffin.
How are you warming it up?
Microwavey. Oh no, fresh from the oven.
Don't give away the end of your next show. What type of muffin?
Chocky chip.
Yeah.
Chucky chippy muffin. And I want that warm. And then I want ice cream in it, but I want like proper nice gelato from somewhere in Croatia I went called Split. And it's opposite a shop called Ruth's. I actually screenshotted the name of this place because it is so delicious. And you know when you're like, oh, I found the most delicious ice cream in the world. And me and my friend Francis went there like three times. And then Stanley Tucci went there in his like Traveling Italy show. And I was like, I knew I was fucking right. It's called Sladole Danica Emiliana. And
amazing.
It is insane. And I want the pistachio ice cream and hazelnut ice cream. And I want that on top of the muffin. And I want to leave it for a bit and have it melted in. And then I want a crushed up Maltesers bunny on top.
This is obviously this is your invention.
Yes, but it's based off what was a BB Muffins staple. Remember BB Muffins, that chain?
Yeah, I do remember.
And they
BB
would do
muffins.
But then you could have a muffin sundae and they'd like use a takeaway cup for a milkshake. They'd smash a muffin into it, put ice cream in it, and then put the muffin top in it, and it'd all like melt down. You have a spoon, and it was just the best thing of all time.
That does sound nice.
It was the best thing you could get in my hometown. Like, that was the treat.
What's the hometown again?
Fleet.
Yeah.
Service station.
Yeah.
But behind the Burger King.
Yeah. It's not the first time we've spoken about Fleet Services on the podcast.
You spoke about Fleet before?
Not.
Yeah. We talked about Fleet Services with Andy Oliver about the bridge in between the
Scott Mills Bridge.
Yeah, we like the bridge.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's called Scott Mills Bridge.
Yeah.
Officially called Scott Mills Bridge. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? But that's my dream dessert.
Can we talk about your Malteser bunny before we go?
Yeah, okay, obviously talk about the Malteser.
You've not chosen Maltesers. You've not chosen the little teasers. You've chosen quite specifically a Malteser bunny.
It's the right ratio of chocolate and balls of malt. It's significantly... The Malteser is great, but the chocolate is lacking in the average Malteser.
You're so right.
It's just off. Yeah. Whereas the ratio of that, it's a whole different...
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
More chocolate, less teas.
Thank you.
I think
I'm speaking like Helen now. She's absolutely done me. She's ground me down. She's ground me down.
You're a little frail boy.
I want a Chocky Muffy Ice Creamy Delighty.
Chocky Muffy Ice Creamy Delighty.
Chocky Muffy Ice Creamy Delighty.
Yes, please.
Well, is that what it's called?
Chocky Muffy.
It's now Chocky Muffy.
It's like an eggy titty, but for dessert.
La 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 la. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We should menu back
to you. Oh, I want a sparkler on the top of it. I just suddenly thought. Sorry, can I have like, can it be like a treat? Like, I want it to be like, this is a dream restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. You can have
can
a sparkler.
I have like a sparkler on the top of it and maybe a song from the wait staff, please?
What song do you want?
Candle in the Wind, 1997 version.
Waiter, please.
Goodbye, English Rose. Oh, doggy, we are here now and I'm in the chocolate factory. I miss you, Princess Diana and Marilyn Monroe. You will be forever in my heart. And I miss the Queen.
Touching.
Thank you so much.
So touching.
Read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Thank you.
You would like medium sparkling Goldsteiner.
Yeah.
From Germany. Poppadoms or bread, you would like Fladenbrot with melted butter.
Why not? Yeah.
Out of a draft pump.
Yeah.
Starter, prawn puri. Main course, Domino's large stuffed crust with pineapple, olives, jalapenos, parma ham, not from Domino's, and garlic and herb dip.
Oh my God.
Side
yes.
dish, fattoush. Drink, Diet Coke from the fountain.
Yes.
Dessert, warm chocolate. Oh, sorry. You would like Muffy.
Chocky Muffy.
Chocky Muffy Delighty. Treaty.
Yes. Yes.
Crush Malteser bunny on the top of it. Warm chocolate muffin with pistachio and hazelnut ice cream.
Pistachio and hazelnutty.
Sparkler.
Yep. And then at the end of all of it,
sparkly.
A sparkle on the top. At the end of all of it, you want a bottle of Rioja with four rolled cigarettes by your friend Francis.
Yes, please. How good is that menu? I was worried when I was thinking about it.
Do you want me to tell you how good that menu is?
A 10 out of 10. There'll be a lot of people going, that seems like a good fun gal.
Here's what I'd have. Prawn puri. Fattoush, bottle of wine, four fags.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's not bad. That's not
What's
bad.
What's wrong with the dessert? That's adorable.
Yeah, the dessert. The dessert's pretty nice.
Honestly, lads, I've absolutely smashed that. Like, I don't want to be like, oh my God, I'm amazing, but like, well done me, eh?
It's been a pleasure having you on. Benito also looks like he's been in the trenches after that.
Oh, Benito is
Boom!
Absolutely.
No,
you got me.
Yeah.
I genuinely jumped there. That's revenge for Poppadoms or bread. You actually made me jump on the podcast.
Helen, thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Well, there we are. Helen Bauer.
Whoa, mama.
Whoa, mama. That's what you want from an interview with Helen Bauer. To be absolutely battered into oblivion.
If you don't know Helen Bauer by the end of that episode, you will never know her.
So everything she says has about five things that I want to follow up on.
Yep. But we can't.
We can't. We didn't chase all of those leads today.
It's impossible to.
It's impossible.
We had to talk about what Helen wants to talk about. And Joe, I was happy to.
I wanted to delve more into the past lives thing.
Sure. There was that. I mean, there was a great number of things. I still don't fully understand why there was an egg in her breasts.
I think it's something in her show. It's probably a callback at the end
but,
of the show.
You know, we don't know.
We don't know, really.
We know it was in her show. We don't know why.
But we only found out it was in her show after some pretty heavy questioning.
Yeah, we had to drill down to that in the first place. And we talked about Pokemon, but, which is kind of quite cheeky of me, really, to bring up Pokemon Go, because that could have made her think, oh, actually, I'd love to eat a golden raspberry one day.
Yeah.
But she didn't say golden raspberry.
No, but pineapple berries were mentioned.
They were in the gift bundle that she'd sent me.
Yeah.
We're
I don't know if that
Pokemon
will
Go.
Make the edit because whatever you heard, listeners, the conversation about Pokemon Go was very long.
No, it was cool, I think. And I think that a lot of people will enjoy hearing
Well,
about
I was
it.
Staying silent because I was like, I'll pick my moment and then I'm going to say something funny. And then it went on so long that there was absolutely no moment for me to say that.
Well, I don't think it's our fault that you were unable to find a moment to be funny in it. I mean, or that Benito zoned out. you know, that sounds like both of you not doing your jobs.
Mm.
We were doing our jobs very well as Pokemon trainers.
Well, no, you weren't doing your job well because this is a comedy food podcast and what you were saying was not about food and not funny.
I'm spinning a lot of plates. So, you know, I wear a lot of hats. And at that point, I was wearing two hats.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she didn't say golden raspberry. That's the main thing.
She didn't say golden raspberry. No.
You can listen to Helen's podcast, Trusty Hogs.
Make you sure should you... listen to Helen's podcast, Trusty Hogs.
And also go and see Helen do any live gig. If she's on a mixed bill, doing her own solo show, you got to go and see Helen Bauer.
Check out her website. Look at her on social media. Follow her on social media. Well, look her up on social media. Follow her on social media.
Yes.
Yeah, have a look at her. I guess that's what Instagram is, isn't it?
Yeah, no one's stopping you from doing that, I guess, on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not against the rules.
Also, there was some absolutely disgusting stuff on that episode, so I'd be interested to hear what Benito leaves in.
Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting. If you're getting to this bit now and you're thinking there wasn't anything disgusting, then you know that he cut it all out.
Yeah, because sometimes I looked over at Benito during that and he looked absolutely gutted.
He was unhappy. Looked like he was going to cry.
Yeah. But thank you very much to Helen for coming on. I absolutely loved that episode.
Yes, thank you, Helen. Absolutely loved that episode.
And we will see you listeners next week.
See you later.
We won't see you unless I look you up on social media.
We're not going to see you.
No. You'll hear us.
We won't hear you.
No. That would be... What an awful way of doing a podcast that would be.
If we heard them and as well as them hearing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Austin, tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at aspireallergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to aspireallergy.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah, if people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.